Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Good to see you again, my dear.
Oh, lovely to be here.
What are we chatting about tonight?
Oh, we're chatting about Big Fish.
All right, Big Fish, Front Porch Theatricals.
Right, and guess who directed Big Fish? I love this.
Spencer Whale.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Big Fish.
Isn't that
ho,
perfect?
Ho, ho.
I know they didn't choose him because of his name, because he's a very talented director.
You know what's even more unbelievable than that is that never occurred to me, you know, that correlation, yeah. But this is pretty funny.
It is pretty funny. This is a show that just grabs you hook, line, and sinker and reels you in.
You have been busted to say that, haven't you? Hey, you've been sitting on that all week.
Now I said it. Okay.
All right.
That's over. Now I can get down to the real
thing. All right, now that the comedy gold is out of the way, let's get down to brass tacks.
I know. All right. I won't quit my day job. I know I'm not a comedian.
I wouldn't hang on to that.
If I had to describe this show, I would call it a gorgeous, touching show with lots of heart.
Oh.
It's romantic. It's funny. It's heartwarming. It's wholesome. It's magical. It's just such a feel-good, uplifting production.
Wow, that sounds like a shot of Prozac, huh?
Oh, better than that. Billy Hartung plays the lead role.
Yes, we had him here on the show a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, he brings so much charm and charisma and magnetism to his role as Ed Bloom. Just wonderful. And Christiane Manitiotis is really a powerhouse as his devoted wife. What a great cast. And the show is basically the theme of father-son relationships. Mm-hmm. So a young Will for the son is played by Mario Williams, this adorable seventh grader who is so real and so genuine and so believable in the role. I just fell in love with this kid. Adorable. And then grown-up Will is played by Matt Calvert, who is a Point Park College student, and he puts a lot of passion into his role. And great cast, big cast. I can't name everybody. I wish I could.
Big Fish, big cast.
Big Fish, big cast.
Who plays the fish?
There is actually, I don't want to give too much away, but there is actually a fish.
Get out.
There is.
Is it real?
Well, I can't tell that.
Oh, okay.
But Billy Hartung plays the father who tells these fantastic stories about all his escapades when he was growing up. Mm-hmm. And he tells them to his son. And he makes his life sound like a fairy tale, complete with witches, mermaids, giants, what am I forgetting?
But it's like all based in truth, like, actually. I've seen the movie. I haven't seen this, but I am going to go see this
week.
Oh,
you should. Yeah. You really should. And get your tickets. They're selling out fast.
I know.
So it's not just the wonderful story and the great acting and the fabulous orchestra that never once overpowers the voices.
Thank you. It always happens.
But this is the second Front Porch production I've seen that the music was perfect.
They've
the
got their orchestra
they
under
have
control.
It. They have it.
But he's like, shh, damn it.
That's and, right. Yeah,
and all the better.
The set, as I walked in, I said, immediately I could feel the magic in this show just from the set. And I don't want to give away anything else about the set. And the costumes were so imaginative and fun and added so much to the story. Kim Brown costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't, as you can see, I'm gushing. I don't know if I can say enough about it, but
well, you have enticed us.
It's a heartwarming show, and I think anybody from like preteen to very senior citizen can enjoy it.
I think we could do a Big Fish story, like retrospective of your life, just based on some of the tall tales that I happen to know. You know,
those aren't tall tales, though.
Well, I know that's why it's perfect, because people be like, "Oh, that has to be made up," and then like, well, you know, I don't know if you've seen the movie, because like then
no,
in the movie, what happens, like, if there's a funeral, And then, like, everybody comes to the funeral, and the kid's like, oh, my gosh, no, this really, like, happened.
That's,
this was real.
Yeah.
So, like, when we see, you know.
That's what kind of happens in the play, too.
So when Gandhi shows up at your funeral and Winston Churchill and all people.
You're getting me confused with somebody else.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.